last week on Paint It Black.
When the pilgrims brought over those sick blankets.
Yeah, finally, like the minorities did me back.
The sick blanket.
Yeah. Nearly ended you.
You guys gestated that disease like, for God, hundreds of years and finally gave it back to the
it's
white.
It's common fucking cold, man.
Take some zinc.
Yeah.
Years and years of not treating your diseases with modern medicine.
Anything interesting go on?
Recently, Dan, the most interesting guy in the fucking world.
Oh, here we go, dude. Anyway, Shane used to be the co-host, but I want to announce on Paint It Black that hey, open session on anybody who wants to try out. Come on, go ahead.
He's taking all comers.
It's not pulling his weight.
He's
it's
taking
not
all
happening time. Anymore.
This motherfucker. If your wife in the middle of the night was to be like, "It's your turn to change the kid," would you guys be like, "Ah, you know, it's my turn to change the kid"?
You want me to take this?
I've fucking done that. Yeah, plenty of times.
Yeah.
So, speaking as a guy who fucking wears a pants, nah, dude, bitch, get up.
Yeah,
he tried that shit dude. One fucking time. You called me on the phone, said he ain't got fucking pussy in 6 months,
bro. She fucking checked out. Shane's one speaking time this guy, his fucking wife's gonna listen to the show. She ain't gonna listen, bro. She doesn't have power over you right now, dude. It's okay, dude. Let it out, bro.
Well, we heard a little
that
bit
three
about that.
Old brown eyes. That three mold, bro.
Hemorrhoids on there, dude. That's what's up right there.
He said it looked like the Predators.
The aiming
the predator sights. It's like, yo, look for that telltale shimmer. I think somebody's aiming at your butthole.
Yo, brown predator is aiming at your butthole.
Sexual predator.
Sexual predator.
Got a yo, forever hard on.
Dude, do you think there's a planet of those?
This next one, story out of Germany.
Uh-oh.
No, along the same lines. A city in Germany has taken steps now to ensure that accidents... Like, people on their phones don't just wander into a crosswalk anymore and get hit by a car. So they've
rounded up all the Jews.
Right? Step one. That's fucking always step one, guys.
Rule one, don't take a dump in a porta potty. That's like...
Exactly.
Sometimes you gotta take a shit in a porta potty, dude.
No,
sometimes you gotta do it.
Shane, that is not the case.
Clamp those cheeks, dude, and make it home.
Yeah.
You fight the good fight, you clamp those fucking butt cheeks, dude, and you haul ass. You go 107.
Yeah. Stan, I got good news for you.
Yes, sir.
You're walking away with that belt this week.
Woo!
Boom! Fuck you, God, Shane. God, I fucking God. Hate you.
Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Luffy Garoa and Brian Katz and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
Welcome back, yo. Another week of Paint It Black. Got your guest host here, Lou Figueroa. The... most consecutive wins ever on the show. Feeling good, kid.
How does it feel to sit the throne now?
You know what? Heavy lies the crown, you know what I'm saying?
Not the saying, but okay.
Heavy according is the head that wears the crown, I believe.
According to Jack Nicholson.
Heavy is the crown on the throne.
According to Jack Nicholson in The Departed, that's the saying.
Oh, I thought that was Jay-Z.
Could have been, man. All right. Let's go around the room. See who's here. As always, Pete.
What's up? Tell me what's going on. Why am I sitting here?
Basically, Sleeveless Plaid is trying to defend the titles. Let's say what's up to Mike.
Hey, what's up? At homeless pimp, you know, do blow, drop out of school.
These are not life lessons.
No.
Things are not going well for Mike.
Things great.
You slept in the street yesterday.
It was good, though. Comfy one.
Like right next to Oscar the Grouch.
Hey, look. You know, I get lonely.
And we have the Goon Twins, Billy and Bob.
What's good?
The Vietnamese twins.
We're so Vietnamese.
Chinese.
Vietnamese, how we doing? So.
Yeah, yeah. They look alike, guys.
They're just really high. They look Asian right now.
I could be higher, though.
True. Always can be.
I think you forgot Brian.
And, of course.
Your nemesis, course. Your rival.
My biggest enemy, Brian. Brian Katz.
What's going on, man?
KZ.
KZ.
When you bringing that back, homie?
When he's needed, bro, he will be
when
there.
When he's needed.
Casey only shows up when he's needed.
He talks about Casey like he's fucking Batman, just waiting for a signal.
Well, he's a looming looming once, presence here.
Once Gotham forgets, he'll come back, okay?
Shut up. All right, let's do a couple shout-outs real quick.
Shout-outs!
Nearly did a spit take.
That's new.
Nearly... All right, so say what's up to our boys at ADO Radio, Big Papa Podcast, as always, Stan and Shane, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Bold and Belligerent, Lo-Fi Show Offensive Line. Always showing us some love. Mike Russo. Keep doing that Frightcast, man. I love that shit.
Gungo.
Yeah. Geek Yogurt Podcast, part of the Potter family. Old Man Orange. Jay at the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Good show.
Yep, definitely check that out. And Epic Film Guys. And if I forgot you.
And the goons, the rest of the Goon Squad that's not here.
Well, yep. Shout out to Goon Coach. Cast.
Should have been here, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Ball and chained up, eh?
Yeah, everyone but Joe, because you were supposed to be here.
Pussy whip.
He's a pussy, yeah.
Asshole.
Word.
Letting yes. bitches take you down.
God damn it.
Damn shame.
Hitler.
I told you she was no good. I know her ilk.
I could smell it.
All right. Let's go into the beer of the week. All right. Pete, you want to intro this thing?
All right. Gentleman's drink. Mm-hmm. I'll play that song.
You got it?
Nope. I forgot that. That's the one thing I forgot this week was the...
And never mind.
Yeah.
Well, this week I picked up Southampton's Double White. So, cheers.
Cheers, fellas.
This is the old KKK cheers. Brew.
It's a little...
Oh, wow. This kind of reminds me of religion. I like this.
It's a little pre-game gentleman's beverage.
You got to get the love out before you can really start hating on yeah. each other. You know?
It's great. You know yeah. what? You guys are beautiful, man. This is beautiful.
I like you, man, but I really miss the stash, bro.
Where me too. I know.
The Lorax, bro.
I know. I need to get grimy. I need to look like I might suck dick for some street money.
Well,
you're still grimy, Mike.
What is street money?
It's that money you suck dick for in the street.
It's all crumpled up. You got to shit yeah. stuff it in between your ass
there's
cheeks
spit.
Or something.
There's usually a loogie in between every $2.
Yes.
A lot of crumpled up dollars and fives.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Somebody did a line with him just a second ago. That kind of money.
Yeah. You know, street money.
No crisp dollar bills here.
No, he's got nickel bruises.
Straight from the strip club to your wallet.
Mm. Ass to mouth.
All right, what are you guys thinking about this?
It's good. I like it's heavy.
Pretty good.
It's
finally.
Double white. Double white now. I mean, one more white, you can't even have it.
But I've actually been to the location full of rich yuppies.
Well, yeah, of course.
I don't like the Hamptonites. They're just douchey.
But it's yeah. a good brewery.
No, yeah, it is. Brewery? Oh yeah, I love the beer they make. I just hate the clients they serve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Double white is like a commentary on their clientele.
Yeah.
A lot of Volkswagens in the parking lot. Just very safe cars.
Sweater vests.
Sweater vests galore.
A lot of Argyle.
Day dresses. A lot of nice prints.
Banana Republics, as far as the eye can
Kentucky
see.
Derby hats.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of Trump's cum.
White people shit.
Yeah.
Feeling a little outnumbered.
You're always outnumbered here, man.
If there was a mutiny.
No, because you're Hispanic.
Am I going to be me?
On paper.
On
oh, good luck.
Just take one of those. If we were to really get, like, point on one person to mutiny on it. Not looking good for you, Lou.
Yeah, should we stab him? Or?
You? Jealousy, man. It doesn't look good on you.
It's not jealousy, man. You're different, look good, son.
You're mad that I won the black thing. You're mad that I won the Hispanic thing. You're mad I won three in a row. Come on.
Wow, those are good things. How did you win those things?
Those are way back.
I fought tooth and nail. I got them.
He has that right next to his, like, elementary school participation trophies. It's just like...
Earn that shit. And you bought your trophies on Amazon, son.
I bought my belt.
Wait a minute. That's actually smart. To every nerdy kid listening, just buy your trophies.
It's a dope idea.
Just buy the trophies.
Big-ass trophy.
Or just become, like, really good at something and make a lot more money than the jocks, that's all.
True. Well, I mean, of course, but first lie to them and say, no, I won the trophy, too.
I mean, the one thing you don't want to be is the artistic nerd, right, Lou? That's non-paying, and you get beat up by the...
You know what?
Cheers.
Starving artist is not just a phrase.
Hey, some artists get pussy, at least, at something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would never get laid if it wasn't for that.
You know, before Netflix and a movie, Pete's like, you want to go back and see my art?
Like, fucking works like a charm.
There she is, knees to the sky.
This is a drawing.
You draw me like one of your French girls.
Exactly. Well,
have you ever done the Titanic, like the drawing?
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh, you got to. A nude model? You got to get the model.
That's an opening move, sir.
Well, Mike, you're like that too, except with photos, right?
With photos, yeah. So me and him are on the same page, exactly. Yeah.
Mine just takes longer.
Yeah, I mean, no, yours takes actual skill. I go, yeah, no, I got a great camera.
Invest in a camera, folks.
You let nature do the work for you. Look at that sunrise. I took a picture of it. Wow. How awesome am I?
Wow. That's a great sag.
That's a photo talk?
No, like on tits.
Oh, sag.
Love a sag.
The literal.
All right. I love it. It's a great beer.
I've moved away from the IPAs for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally.
So I hope
I'm fine with IPAs. It's just that like 1 week is IPA and maybe like
I get into a groove with
it. You're just like, it was like five, like 2 months of IPAs. We're like, all right, man, we've tasted, we've sampled the IPA.
That's offensive.
It's not offensive.
I'm PC. That's offensive.
So offensive.
All right.
PC.
All right. You guys ready to move into the news?
Well, tell them how this is working, man.
How is it?
The tag match thing.
All right. Well, I thought we discussed it. You're defending the belts.
Yeah, but Columbus, we didn't discover the dick. Tell him.
All right. All right. If you're a first-time listener, basically I'm going to score the show. If you're funny, you get a point. If you're not, you get a dong. Slaps you right in the chin. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the show, the person or team in this case with the most points runs away with the belts.
It was supposed to be Joe and Mike, but now we ended up me and Pete being in a handicap match. We'll see how we fare.
You're going down, brother.
Got the New Day out here tonight. 3 minutes.
Ooh. New Day.
Day rocks. All right, so you.
All right, Macho. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah.
That's really the Macho Man.
Oh my God, I'm a little bit erect.
We had a seance in here. We brought him back just to do that.
I was going
to
say, we had the foresight to have him record this like 10 years
damn,
ago.
Damn, you guys had a seance? I want to do a seance.
Yeah, we were like, he's like, when we got him here, he was like, tell Ms. Elizabeth I love her. We're like, no. Just say you're here to watch the Paint of Black News thing.
He's probably already in the studio recording that rap album. And you guys
we lit booty. Some rosemary, some sage, and ate some Slim Jims, and he appeared right before us.
He said something about Be a Man, Hulk, but we were just like, look, we just need you to plug our shit.
He's all ghostly and tasseled with Kanye glasses and a cowboy hat.
I like to picture his bottom like a Casper type, and then the top all ruffled and feathered up, like, you know, like
and consistently shame. Posing.
Oh, really? I was top going hat. More Ghost from Happy Gilmore, like where he's in the sky talking down to you.
He couldn't fit in his room.
That guy's a fucking poltergeist, man. You know he's haunting Miss Elizabeth.
She's dead.
She's dead. She died way before.
She died before him.
Yeah. Well, he's beating her ass in hell, I guess.
Oh, Lex Luger.
Yeah, Lex Luger was beating her ass, actually. Luger's still alive, right? Yeah, Luger's still out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. He looks deflated, bro. Oh, like someone pops him. Yeah.
I don't get that meme. Have you seen that? Where it's like, Lex Luger died this year, and this year, and this year. You seen that?
I've seen it
a couple times.
So he's died multiple years?
People keep saying he's dead. And it's like, no, dude's not dead. He just looks like a cancer patient.
Oh, so it's a listing of all his reported deaths?
Yeah, I guess.
But that's the same as Frankie Muniz. I've been hearing he's dead.
He actually is dead.
No, he's dead now.
He died
in 2009.
No, he's still alive.
He's dead to us.
No, he's dead to me.
Dead to you. Fuck Malcolm.
Took a lot of drugs. He's driving his race car around.
He has a race car?
He's a sex icon.
He was a race car driver or some shit.
He just gets in there. He, like, puts that shit into sixth gear. And he's like, you're not the boss. And, me, no. And it's not. I don't know.
Well, hopefully he goes the way of Paul Walker soon.
Crashes.
Too true. Glad to be back.
It is ironic that guy died in a car accident, right?
Ironic or just
hysterical?
Hilarious.
Appropriate.
Can I tell you what my theory is? My theory is that the car was exacting revenge for giving cars a bad name.
What are you talking about? Everyone started caring about cars because of that guy. Yeah,
Vin Diesel did it.
Do you know how many basic Civics got hooked up because of that movie?
Yeah. Like, see the spoiler,
the
Mom?
Said spoiler on the back?
Yo, Mom, check out my spoiler.
I didn't know who Paul Walker was till he died. I never seen any of those.
You never seen any of them?
I probably saw one of the early ones, but I know.
I don't like cars.
Is he in any other movies? Like
Varsity Blues.
Oh, I never saw it. I know of it.
What? He was in that movie with the RZA.
Yes, it was the District 13 or some shit. Remake.
Brick Mansions.
Sandcastles.
Close enough.
Yeah.
He knew it was a structure.
Yes.
Fucking movie.
Something
made
the
no
Big Bang
sense.
Wolf did not blow down.
Nope.
Yeah. I don't want to get into it, but that movie is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
movie.
We already said the RZA, right?
What about the man with the iron fist? Yeah, that wasn't bad.
No. If he's not punching. Oh, wow. That's it. All right. Down to the news.
Oh, the news.
The news. All right. First news story. The first baby drop box for unwanted newborns was installed in India.
Stop it.
Like fucking...
Of course it's India.
Back in Blockbuster days, your tape is late. Like that.
You just put it down a little slide, it's a shredder. It's like... It makes some paste for the people to eat at the workshops.
Yeah, some Soylent Green.
You know what's sad about that? They don't even have a sewage system. They have a baby depository before sewage system.
Well, that's where they throw them.
Hey, look, man, one problem first, all right? And then you got to solve one.
No, solve shitting first before baby.
Too many people. Got to get rid of some.
God damn
it. Why don't they put it all in the same space? Who cares?
Okay, yeah, dead babies, baby, babies like, and shit.
Wait,
whatever.
Are they keeping the babies alive or just killing them out?
They're not killing them.
Well, who's adopting? What them? Indian family in India is adopting a random baby? Is that a thing?
Wow, they adopt elephants over there, man.
They're relying on.
I'd imagine.
They're relying on rich Americans.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of Angelina Jolie's going to come
exactly.
Around.
The Hamptonites. Yeah. We're back to the Hamptons.
I wish I would get fucking adopted by Angelina Jolie.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And like one of those weird stepmom scenarios.
Yeah. She wants to breastfeed me. I'm like, yeah, sure.
She adopts you with like 29.
The baby won't milky, bitch.
If I had one wish, Angelina Jolie adopt me at 29.
Yeah. I actually saw her in a magazine on, you know, when I was checking out of the grocery store. She looks pretty bad. Or at least this magazine's depicting her as pretty fucked up.
She's probably still pretty sexy.
No, she's sexy even after the double mastectomy.
She had titties?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
she
got
implants, probably.
Yeah, I forgot. The real ones went bye-bye.
South.
Yeah.
No, she had, like, pre-cancer or something.
No,
it
she had.
It might have been her
no,
family or something.
I think it was, like, just cancer.
It wasn't even pre-cancer. Family. Yeah, it wasn't even pre-cancer. It was just her. Like freaking out, bugging out, like I could get it. I'm just doing it now.
Right. Crime against humanity.
That's why
right
she's
there.
Not in any more movies.
What was the story, Lou? What are we doing? Talking about?
All right, baby we're moving shoot. On because you know, baby laundry shoots. We
covered in India.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Do we know where the babies go?
I assume you know.
Here's a question: India's
they become like horse food.
I imagine.
Goat chow. Here's a question: India's just really getting that baby slide to death, or was it baby slide to adoption?
Care.
Adoption
market, right? When so. Do they make it to the moon? Exactly. When do they get there where they're like on space travel?
Indians?
Yeah,
they got to stop bathing in a shit-filled river first.
Yeah,
it's never.
Well,
never
I'm in the Ganges. It smells like horse manure.
And if our other stories would be believed, stop marrying your children to dogs because it'll bring good luck to your.
Yeah,
village.
No incest. Let's just stop incest and fucking dogs.
All right, what's the next story here?
All right, a man in Israel apparently doesn't want God to answer his prayers anymore, so he filed a restraining order.
Well, it sounds like Prince.
Yeah, but,
nah, some Jew.
Some Jew. He filed a restraining order against God?
Against God.
Against God?
Because he didn't want God to answer his prayers?
Yeah.
What kind of shitty things is this guy praying for?
A hand job.
And he gets it from a gorilla.
Just like, fuck you, God. He was like, just strike me down now, God. And then a fucking AC unit fell on him.
So this dude said
job ever.
Over the last 3 years God has been very negative towards him. And so
he made his wife fat. Just like getting cancer. Like,
yeah.
Lost his job.
He's tried numerous times to get a restraining order through the police. And after just this 36 month campaign, has decided to go straight to the courts.
Where is this again?
Israel.
Israel.
Yep.
What's the case called? Fandango versus Vince McMahon?
No, it's Shazbot versus Oi.
No.
Versus Oi?
Oi!
Shazbot versus...
I don't fucking
is
know.
It Mork from Mork?
Yeah. I don't think
know.
Something Schwartz.
I'm not a...
It's... They threw it out immediately, so they didn't even get a name, I don't think.
Yeah, you can't sue God.
Because it wouldn't be versus the people. It would be...
Like, who's God? Like, there's no name God here? Get out.
Right.
You can't exactly sue the higher power.
Wait, where was this? There might be, a Jesus around. You never know.
All right. What's the old next story here?
All right. Kim Robinson was getting ready to enjoy a late night snack at the fast food restaurant KFC. Her brother Wayne told her to stop. He spotted a
Hammer
face. He spotted the face of the late singer, Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse is appearing in chicken?
Burnt onto the chicken wrap.
Wow.
Praise be upon her.
Wait
a minute,
was there heroin in it?
You got fucked up from that thing.
Is there a picture of that? I wonder how it looks.
That shit. Looks more like a burnt up penis than anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't see
it. Is Amy Winehouse.
Dude, right. This chicken tastes like dirty pussy and bong water, bro. This is gross.
Right.
It looks like a KFC turd. Like the kind of turd you take after eating KFC.
Yeah. The quote is I was about to eat my wrap and Wayne just said, "Don't eat another bite."
I said, "I want to eat it." And he said, "No, no, no."
Yeah. But she was so hungry, she eventually just gave in and ate that shit.
Because it was Amy Winehouse.
Fuck it.
Right.
If it was Jesus, she might have made a big deal about it.
She might have made some money off that.
No, but people eat and shit Jesus every week, every Sunday.
That's true.
Like, ooh, Amy Winehouse is in my chicken. Like, oh, Johnny Cochran's in my dip.
You're on Johnny Cochran today.
I just couldn't think of enough dead putting right on the spot.
Kurt Cobain is in my nachos.
My nachos are drab. Yeah. My nachos taste like they haven't showered in a while.
These are depressing nachos.
Greasy nachos. All right.
All right, so that's enough of that stupid fucking crack whore.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, she's
wow,
terrible.
Taking
Greed.
A stance.
She's terrible, man.
Look, at least she's dead, all right?
Thank God.
Better off for it. Yeah, right.
But can I say something? R.I.P. Whitney Houston.
She could sing.
At least she had talent.
At least she did coke openly. She's cool.
I mean, The Bodyguard, like.
I actually liked Amy Winehouse's music better.
Yeah, they're both actually pretty good singers.
I don't listen to either.
Pete gets a dunk for that for sure.
No.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Had a couple good songs.
Well, she had that one big one. Did she have any one?
I had a girlfriend who was real into her when she was big.
Oh, really?
That makes sense.
Okay. So it was always on in the car, and I got into him a little
fair
bit.
Enough, fair
he
enough.
He dated Amy Winehouse. It wasn't a big deal.
But see, for me...
No big thing. I said, let me draw you.
Let me sketch your pussy. He drew her, and he was like, ew, I don't want to fuck you.
Lose the beehive, bitch.
You are emaciated. What, you just get an Auschwitz, bitch?
Ugh. It's meaty down there.
Damn.
Nothing on that bitch was meaty.
No, man, she had pancake ass, bro. Just flat.
Imagine.
Looked like a hip bone.
4 foot lips.
She did her makeup like Rita from the Power Rangers.
She looked like she had a dangly, she looked like she had a dangly pussy, like just like an open roast beef sandwich or something like that.
Exactly.
Oof. Oh god. Yeah.
And it's lunchtime.
I throw up. Nom, 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 nom.
All right, let's go on to the next thing.
Yes.
TV weatherman.
Is he gay?
Used his bodily functions to illustrate windy conditions and ended up getting fired.
Was that Chappelle?
Some dude. I think he's from like Norway or some shit. I can't even pronounce his name.
Oh, so he's white.
Oh, yeah.
Very white.
How far
so
did
fuck
he take
him.
Yeah, what did he do?
He's like, you know, there's going to be gusts of winds, like, and then farted on air.
Was he Terrence and Phillip?
But every time there was like windy conditions, the dude would just crack a fart.
I would watch the news every day.
That's kind of funny.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah,
it was a Hungarian
but
dude.
Can I tell you, as someone paying other people to do things for me on TV, if you keep doing shitty fart jokes that are hacky for months, and you work in no dick jokes, you're done.
Oh, that was the next day's report.
Hey, look, man, you didn't hear what Wednesday's showers. Forecast was.
There's going to be a hailstorm, and he shakes his balls out of his pants.
Tuesday was farts. Wednesday was dicks, bro. It's raining dicks.
Friday better be full penetration, or I'm boycotting.
What would that signify?
Earthquake. Bro, there's a tornado going on in the Midwest.
He'd call over the traffic girl.
They look
bang
like
on air.
They picked this guy up from the bar because he's just wearing a V-neck and jeans. Like he just walked in off the street. Like,
he might be a rapist. I don't even know if he's a weatherman.
They just hired a drug addict.
Right.
Oh, you got coke?
Yeah, you look like you could do the weather.
Right.
That's freebase.
How hard could it be?
How much experience do you have with the weather? I live on the streets. Good enough.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Billy?
How hard could it be? I mean, the weather, everyone knows what the weather is. I'd make shit up every day.
My phone tells me more than the news ever did.
Exactly. That's all you need. I'll check my phone. I'll give a 5-minute report. I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like to see a weather channel where they straight up just look out the window. Like, I don't know.
I respect that a little more because at least I know they're looking at
those clouds look cumulus, bro. It might be bad.
I don't know. 40% chance of rain?
Yeah. And they have like a flashlight. Oh, wait a minute. The Doppler 8000 is saying, you know. It could be something.
That's clearly.
That's really what it is.
I don't know where you've been watching that black weather.
Weather is a clothing.
The new BT News Network.
I think that was Hot 97. I don't know.
They said the rain was going to happen on Tuesday. It happened on Thursday, and everyone was all fucked up by it. It was on CP time.
I never threw 5 on that blunt I rolled. I knew I threw 4.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, now this dude feels emotionally broken after the whole ordeal.
Poo hoo.
Yeah.
Don't fart on TV, dummy.
Yeah.
He's my hero, though, man.
That's your hero?
He's a low bar.
He went where no man boldly went before.
Farting? That's not the case.
On TV?
I've seen a lot of farts on
during
TV.
A news program?
Bro, I heard
not
that,
that so much.
I heard that Jerry Springer used to fucking just straight up crop dust everyone on that show.
I think that's because he's a corpse. I think he's a reanimated zombie.
You know he was the mayor of Cincinnati?
Really? Yeah, he was.
He was like, he was a politician, yeah, some shit. Wow.
So that might prove he's a zombie.
Word of Trump.
All right, Lou.
All right. You guys into those paranormal shows where teams of people try to find a ghost?
And don't.
Right. Shout out Zach Baggins. Shout out Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
Zach Baggins like Frodo's little brother.
Can I tell you something? I got my workout routine from him when I was like 15. I tweeted at the ghost guy.
Frodo?
He likes to walk long distances. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Walk the mountain and back.
He was like, right. Carry jewelry.
Weigh you down.
No, but anyway, some ghost fucking asshole, he ended up being a millionaire, gave me his arm routine, and guess what?
The ghost?
This dude does steroids.
Ghost hunter.
No, there was one time where he's like, there's a prostitute ghost in the room, and I feel a sensation. He tried to claim that the prostitute ghost touched his dick on air.
I've heard about that.
Like that scene from Ghostbusters where the ghost unzips his pants?
Women especially have reported getting ghost fucked.
Yeah, but then they remember they're in sororities.
They really got raped. So they were like, it's a ghost. Shut up, bitch. I'm dreaming.
That's oh my god. Idea. That guy from my English class, he's a ghost.
See, if I have a rape girl, I'm gonna get a whole hot ass thing going on. Yeah. Convince her it was a ghost.
All you have to do to get away with rape is enroll in college. Yeah.
Just dangle some chains.
Yeah. Dangle some chains. When you're running away, go, it's a ghost.
Let's call her a whore. No one will believe her.
Didn't Scooby Doo run.
Good. Zoinks.
All right. So, American television viewing audiences can't get enough of these paranormal shows. So now these guys are making this show called Ghost Brothers.
Oh, I saw that.
Where it's all black dudes. It's
black guys.
Oh, right. Now I'm watching.
Oh, my God.
That's actually hysterical.
But you know what? It's funny because it's a lot more organic because the black people are legit scared. They're terrified that there's ghosts there. They're like, oh, God, ghosts!
Black reacting. You're talking about black reacting.
Yeah, black blackshins.
Yeah. So I imagine a lot of it is like Scooby-Doo running out the building once they hear something.
If BET was nothing but black reaction shows, then white people would watch the shit out of that, man. So I want to see how people, like, black people react to things. Like,
yes. Yes.
Like Seafire and Family Feud.
Oh my
it's always
oh my
outrageous.
God.
His eyeballs describe a million other eyeballs.
That guy is my favorite Feud host.
He's actually great. Pretty
by
good
far.
At it.
I love when he did this earlier in the year. Oh, fucked up the winner of the pageant. Fuck, sorry.
Is he fucking drunk?
Jesus.
I think he's gay. I don't know.
I smell Hennessy on Steve's breath, bro. He is just lit up right now.
He's got strippers panties in his mouth. He just spit them out on stage.
His Twitter feed's funny, man. He was like, Merry Christmas. It was just like him smoking a stogie in like a fur coat in front of his house.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was dope.
Yeah.
Dudes over 50 love Steve Harvey.
He has that
every
like,
one of my dad's friends is like, Steve Harvey's a funny guy.
He just has that old man humor.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Kids today. Oh, God. What a joke.
Yeah. Remember the 70s?
Yeah. Imagine being white in the 70s. I'm black. Been black the whole time. Yeah. And then he slowly steps back into the like, why? Why are you going?
Just eyes and teeth.
God damn
like
it,
like the
man.
Cheshire Cat.
Eyes, teeth, palm of hands.
I respect him, but he gets played by the system so hard. It's well, crazy. I mean,
what?
He's playing the system.
I think he's...
Dude has like 4 TV shows.
He's making bread.
I know, but he's such a cornball because of it.
No, he's... Like,
I feel like he used to be funnier. I don't know.
Fucking
he's
rich
like,
off of that?
Yeah. He sacrificed being funny for money.
No, I get it. I get it. Sacrificing being funny for money.
Okay, so Brian is doing a severely racist dance.
It's like, a job's a job, my friend.
Was that severely racist?
That was pretty fucking racist.
Pretty fucking
racist. I'll give it 8 out of 10.
I did feel like I was getting a sunburn. Is that what racism feels like? I don't know.
Is it that white?
The only thing that would have made that worse is blackface with the big white lips.
One of these days, Lou, you have to do the show in whiteface, and I need to do the show in blackface.
Let's do that.
That'll translate really good to audio.
We'll film that one. We'll bring in Mike over here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for it. Look, I want to end this whole conversation about race. We're all the same.
That'll do it.
That ain't gonna do shit.
That might make like 10 people very mad at us, and they probably already know us.
We'll finally get some recognition.
Lou's one of them, definitely. What's the next story here?
All right. College student at Ohio's Bowling Green State University is facing charges of drunk driving and receiving stolen property after police said she stole a catering truck. So this bitch got so drunk that she came outside and got into the wrong car.
That happens.
And not just the wrong car, she upgraded to a fucking delivery truck.
Yeah, I've tried to do that once.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Brian walked out of a bar so drunk he flagged down a Entenmann's truck, I believe, thinking it was a cab.
No, I knew it was an enemy truck.
Is this a food truck?
And when I say flagged down, stepped in road.
No.
You ever heard of the saying, two birds, one stone?
Yeah, you wanted some goddamn ringdings.
Yeah. Give me a ride back. You're going down 110? Yeah, I'll take some Entenmann's things.
Hell yeah. I'd stop an Entenmann's truck.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Billy?
They got a lot of great products. I would do the same.
My favorite is the cookies, man. The little regular cookies there.
Oh, they're actually so good.
So that was your thought process that day? You're like, I need some soft bakes.
Yeah, man. I always watch movies of guys taking like a lift in like a back of a pickup. I was like, well, the world hasn't changed that much in 100 years. Let me try this out. He didn't pick me up, man. I didn't get no intimate.
He stopped, though.
Can I tell you something? Honestly, with you guys, I feel like we'd survive in the Wild Wild West.
Why? We're just that drunk.
There's no Entenmann's back then, homie.
No, but I feel like we could also invent it, too. We might be ahead of the curve on a lot. We could invent the stock market.
Mike, despite what you think of me, I'm not really a tough guy. I would really have to learn how to play the piano. Or something like
that. Oh, no.
When the bar fight broke out, you just play a little faster?
Yeah.
No one wants to shoot good old Brian. He plays the piano. He's like the one dude in town.
He's a one guy.
It's going to be a silent town if you kill him.
I feel like I'd be the bartender. Oh, trouble just came into town.
No, you'd obviously be the guy who took the 10-15 minute pictures, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, true. I'll take that job.
You got to practically start a fire to take a photo.
Hey, look, madam, I took a picture of the sun because it's one of the only things to stay still for fucking 10 minutes.
God damn. All right. That's it for the news, guys.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah. Oh, R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. The short one. Sweet one.
If I was in a Western, I'd want to be the guy like the mortuary guy who runs out right before the duel and measures the guy who's still alive.
You're not, okay. That's, you're not super move. Lanky enough. You have to be on
I just like
that
move.
Six level.
I just like that move of measuring the guy for the casket when he's still alive. That's a good move.
You're more like the Marty McFly, like the...
Okay.
All right, I'll take it.
Was that the third? Is that the third movie
that's
you're
the third one.
I'll be that's Clint Eastwood. That's really fucking generous, Marty McFly.
You're going 3D.
He wins. I wouldn't win.
But I'm saying where like he's like the little like I don't know.
No, I think he'd be like the guy who gets caught cheating at cards and killed immediately.
Just like Biff Tannen and just canoed his head.
No, but I could also see him being like his whole team just got murdered for cheating and he wasn't cheating and he goes like this. Let's just call this here. Sit. the survivor of a squad.
Yeah. What would you be, Lou?
He'd have a poncho on for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The help.
The tie-dye poncho.
Who's Don Quixote's second-hand guy?
Sancho Panza.
You be Sancho Panza. Or, like, who's that dude in Three Amigos?
Which one?
Not El
the
Guapo.
The third amigo?
Not El Guapo. His, like, second-hand guy.
The guy who gives him the sweater?
Yeah.
It's a sweater.
You're like the lackey of some good Mexican dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
The second banana to the Mexican.
You're Slowpoke Rodriguez to Speedy Gonzalez, bro.
Slowpoke was the man.
He knew a good guy.
He was strapped.
He was strapped with Speedy.
He was.
No, he had a big fucking gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot the Looney Tunes back in the day used to whip out pieces.
That was how fucking racist he was. He's like, I don't know, cousin Speedy. I'm so tired.
Lazy and tired.
Pull his guns out.
Lazy and tired little Mexican mouse.
I'll take that.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Yeah. All right.
You're
so
blessed.
We're going to go right into a break. Mm-hmm. Be right back with some games.
Hey, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
It's seriously funny and seriously unserious. It's the award-winning, world-famous Rockin' County Show on RadioVegas.rocks.
And we're back. Check us out on RadioVegas.rocks along with Jay at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Great show. We love it.
Great show. He'll be on in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. And let's get started with some games, huh?
Let's do it.
Woo! And just like
hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
All right, you guys know how the game is played. I give you an actor, a situation, and an object, and then you try to come up with the best plot mm-hmm. that you can come up with. And, you know, winner gets a point. So any volunteers who want to start off?
Do you want to say what it is first?
Oh, all right. let's start with this one. Martin Freeman from...
Who the fuck's that?
The Hobbit.
Yeah.
All right, Lou. It's him?
All right. Martin Freeman in a crime drama with a comically large gun.
With a comically large gun?
Yeah. Big gun. Big, big gun.
Okay, so Martin Freeman, he's in a little thing called Roger Rabbit the Series.
Damn it!
No, that's good. We're the same team. We're working together.
Oh, we're working together?
So why don't you fucking help me out here?
Yeah, that was exactly where I went.
All right, so he's taking over. He's going back to Toontown. There's another murderer.
Yeah, Eddie Valiant's been whacked.
Okay, his brother, the guy who's like, you talk just like this, right?
Judge Doom.
The other guy's like, talks just. He's like the exact opposite. He's Neko Doom. He's Hope.
Judge Hope.
Judge Hope. Pete? Right.
He's, I don't know, who could we cast as that? The guy who plays the mountain. He's a big dude.
This is a big intimidating guy.
Big intimidating guy. And Roger Rabbit and Eddie Valiant are out of the picture, so he has to team up with his new partner, Gunny Gunderson, mm-hmm. the walking, talking, giant gun.
Mm-hmm. Damn. The bullets are back. They're way more racist this time. There's the Mexican one, the French one.
Now there's one in blackface.
Mm-hmm, blackface.
The French one in a beret holding a baguette.
That one just tries to run away.
It shoots in the other direction.
Yeah, it holds him up. But yeah, he you know, something's going after Toontown to was it Mr. Hope,
and he bangs Jessica Rabbit at one point.
Absolutely, it's porno.
That's got to happen. They play patty cake.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
it's the first ever live action animated porno. It's an actor has to act. Just
that's so dope.
Amazing.
What Gunny watches?
Yeah,
it's a cuck.
And at the end, he fires into the air.
Mm-hmm.
A little nice. Racist bullet.
It's called Wascally Wabbit.
Nice. I like it. You know what? You first hooked me with the gun talks. I'm like, wow, that's great. And then I'm like, finally, Jessica Rabbit gets it? We've been waiting for that. Overdue, right?
For a while.
She's been needing it for since 89 for me.
That rabbit wasn't getting it done.
No.
You got it. And also, can I say that applies to the woman from Space Jam, the female rabbit
Lola
from
Bunny?
Space Jam.
Lola She's Bunny. So hot, I would fuck her too, I'm not going to lie.
I would fuck her too, man.
Yeah, come in her fur.
Was it Roger Rabbit?
It would get stuck in there, it'd be so hot.
The money shot scene lasts a long time because like she's waiting, and finally she's just like, "Are you gonna come?" And he finally blows in her face like, "I can't come until it's funny."
And I wouldn't let Lola Bunny give me a blowjob. She got those big buck rabbit teeth.
I respect her not to get them on your dick.
No, she's got that swag. She know how to walk. She know how to.
I bet she knows how to suck a dick.
She's sexy. She know what she's doing.
She would
blow.
She could suck dick.
Yo, we're talking about. She's the perfect person to give a blowjob. You grab her by her two big ears.
Yeah,
she's like 2 feet tall.
So like, she's like, it's like her blowing is like riding a chopper. All right, guys, it's the Goon Squad.
All right, can I get a revamp of what the options are here? All right,
so Martin Freeman, the British actor,
okay,
in a crime drama with a comically large gun.
A fucking British, you know, British people are so hard. They love rain.
Wait, what?
They don't love it. They just have it.
No, they just drown. They love rain. But
I don't know the guy.
So him, in The Shining.
I'm thinking maybe the gun is a black villain's penis.
Yeah, him giving head to the janitor in The Shining.
It's an interesting movie.
It's very art deco. It's very art. It's very artsy, man. It's like.
And what? He's like, I saw it coming!
Dude, is that Frodo?
Yeah. And that sound plays.
Is that Bilbo Baggins blowing a black guy? I don't get it, but you know what? It's artsy.
Yeah. This is a Kubrick, isn't it?
Five stars.
Yeah. It's an art house picture.
I mean, it's just such. I don't know. Yeah, I jerk off to it.
Okay.
That says more about you.
Yeah.
All right. YOLO.
YOLO.
YOLO. YOLO. Live once, man.
Okay, these are all going to be pulled from Civil War because that's the only thing relevant that came out.
It is the only thing relevant because it's great.
Civil War, yeah, it's going perfect.
Okay, so let's get Don Cheadle in a sci-fi movie with just a bunch of weed.
Ooh.
Anybody want to go first?
Do you guys know who Don Cheadle is?
Yeah, I know who
Of course.
Hey, look, I studied for high school, yeah. Okay?
What the hell does that have to do with Don Cheadle?
I don't know.
Everything.
But anyway, all right, Don Cheadle.
Sci-fi bunch of weed.
Yeah. He's playing a sci-fi movie where he's the first astronaut that's actually touched the moon. Because the first one didn't happen. It's not real. Illuminati's real. But Don Cheadle's the first astronaut on the moon, and he discovers Kush on the dark side of the moon. That's so powerful, you hallucinate and get to chill with God.
He opens his visor and just gets imploded.
I mean, you had me, and then gets to chill with God, is it?
Yeah, that's like 2001 The Space Odyssey.
No, but God, no, yeah. All right, let me elaborate. Maybe. God is Dave Chappelle.
Oh, well, that's actually pretty funny.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Anything to add, one of the twins?
I'm trying to think. Maybe he takes control of Mars and starts selling the weed, too?
To who?
To, you know, to Mars.
The crackhead's on Mars. Mars got ghettos.
Well,
excuse me, do you have a dime bag?
I'm saying he turns it into like his own, you know, his own farm system, exactly. But he's like, I own this planet. I own these fields. And he starts selling it to Earth. And Earth is like, what the fuck? Why are you... We sent you there. How could
yeah,
you
you're
this?
Exporting all the work to a different planet.
He just keeps knocking on Matt Damon's doors, like, "Yo, bud, you've run out."
He travels around himself selling to the other planets.
Matt Damon's definitely from outer space.
I guess there's a lot of potential with this movie. Actually, I wish it was real.
Yeah, we should get investors on this.
Jot that down. All right, so just to reiterate, Don Cheadle, sci-fi movie, bunch of weed.
Sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm picturing like Harold and Kumar Go to Space.
See, he's a buddy.
Yeah.
Well, instead of Neil Patrick Harris, he's subbing Don Cheadle as an astronaut. It's like the last Starfighter.
He's a legit astronaut, and Harold and Kumar is high, and he's like really scared. He's like, dude, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, they just wander into Cape Kennedy and get on board the space shuttle because they think that's where White Castle is, and get launched into space. Find themselves in the middle of an intergalactic war.
They land on LV-420, and it's nothing but fucking these buds that bust open. There's these things, bust out these eggs. It's like a bong that just shoots weed into your throat. It's like, it gestates in your stomach, and you start growing weed on you. You come like a weed monster.
Like a swamp thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But with pot. And meanwhile, Don Cheadle's all getting annoyed because they just keep hitting up these plants. And they're being chased by the Galactic Empire. And he wants to get out of there, but they're just having too much fun.
Yeah, it's a you could literally smoke the planet, but the planet's trying to smoke you, too.
Well, I think it's like a tagline right there.
The twist is, what's that guy with those little twists?
The Shyamalan of it all?
M. Night Shyamalan twist is that it's run by people who love beer, right? And that's just like the bad side of the planet, right? So if you go on the other side, it's drinking and stuff. It's really stupid.
Now, the real twist I would picture would be, turns out they were just smoking something laced the whole time and hallucinated the whole thing. Don Cheadle's just their weed dealer.
And they live in the suburbs of Manhattan.
Yeah. Just working out of fucking Dwayne Reed. There you go.
Harold and Kumar of the Galaxy.
Nice. You know what? I'd pay $40 to get into that movie.
$40.
$40.
Yeah. That's a crazy movie.
You just throw out numbers, huh?
Yeah, I'm throwing. No.
I don't know if we could get Cal Penn for that price.
$40 a ticket? You get six Cal Penns.
Six Cal Penns. And the other guy.
You can get the four people who didn't get put down the adoption chute.
They're free of charge.
Oh, you mean the shredder in India? Are we going back to India?
Have you ever had beef jerky? You could afford these children.
It's like it tastes like curry.
Oh, it's like Coke.
Coke to snort them. All right, what's up next, Lou?
All right. You guys want to do one more of those?
Yeah, let's do one more, of course.
All right, so I think Mike is going to excel on this one for some reason.
Oh, no.
It's bad. let's get Robert Downey in an action comedy with a tranny.
Did he do that in real life?
Like it's life. The real life story of Robert
Downey. It's my biopic, bro.
Can we Google his wedding photos?
It's like he was really popular in the 80s, and then he fucked a trainee in a car, did some coke, a lot of coke.
Woke up in some kid's bed.
And honestly, we cooled down on the amount of coke he did because it's a family movie. It's like you can't put that much coke on screen.
I don't know if you can make his life a family movie.
Well, you know, the second half is definitely a family movie. When he becomes
what kind of movie are we supposed to do?
Action comedy.
Yeah, I am.
All right. Then this is solved. The action, he steals a car at one point. Takes it away from the cops. He's running away. He breaks into a family house, falls asleep on a race car bed.
That's literally what he did.
That actually happened, I believe.
Nice. All right, all right.
Then he spends years in exile before he does Iron Man.
Yeah. Iron Man really saved him, man. Mm. He was going downhill in life in general.
True.
He did Kiss Bang Bang. That was a good movie.
No one saw it except for me and you and maybe Lou.
That's true.
All right, guys. Robert Downey, action comedy with a tranny.
I got this.
It's your time to shine.
What do you think?
No, Robert Downey's in a movie where his high school sweetheart, who he's madly in love with, and like, you know, like it's a whole romantic comedy where he like, it's like, oh, I'll definitely be back for you, blah, blah, blah. He comes back 8 years later and proposes to her after a few dates and finds out she's on her way to become a man.
Oh. Oh, shit.
The other way. He like stops her instead of at the altar at getting under the knife. Like, no, I love you.
No, I love you the way you are, babe.
Don't get your fucking pussy just inside outed.
Like, you really want me to suck your dick?
That's the tagline. That's on the poster.
Great film, yeah.
Starring fucking Matthew McConaughey. You really want me to suck your dick?
I guess who plays his mother-in-law?
Matthew McConaughey.
Caitlyn Jenner.
It's like all the Eddie Murphy movies. It's just Matthew McConaughey in every role.
That sounds awesome.
That's not a bad move.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
You're paying for him, right? Might as well use him.
True. We're going to get Kanye, too. With
the cameo, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
All right.
All right. that's it for movie game. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Perfect 10.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10.
I didn't play the other one again, my
shit.
Bad.
Shit!
Right, we're good.
Do it again.
We're good.
Do it again.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10.
God damn it.
Describe your best day. Do whatever. If it's the best day, then you'll be the winner. Perfect 10 all the moon. Lou, it's longer. Perfect 10 over me, yeah. I hope you're happy. Perfect 10 over me. Name a look.
I never noticed that part. I'm too busy laughing here.
How do you not like that?
Because it's long.
That's a work of art. It's a work of art.
We made the original clip, the first one you heard, and Lou was like, I just want longer. And I'm like, what? What do you mean longer? It's like, you know, longer, man. Just a little longer. Like, man. And that's what he gave me. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'll go on that.
I think you should actually make it longer and start scatting.
Wee bop boop bop boop bop. Nah, I think I'm good.
It's worth a shot.
Alright, so describe your perfect day if you suddenly got a superpower of your choice.
Alright, who do you want to start here?
Any volunteers?
Twins?
That's tough.
Are we both allowed to get one? Is it like a...
You could work together, work separately. I really don't give a fuck.
Just don't cheat. Don't cheat on your test.
Well, what would my superpower be? What would yours be? Should we be like the real Wonder Twins and each get to change into like a random object?
Yeah, you guys have to be the Wonder Twins. That's a good point.
That'd be pretty cool.
That means one of you turns into an animal and the other one turns into water.
Yeah. That'd be pretty
just
dope.
Just clarifying
actually.
Their powers.
Yeah, or maybe, where can we take it? As twins, there's a lot of ways you can go.
Yeah, Mary-Kate, Ashley.
We gotta do a twin thing?
You guys are on the clock.
You could do whatever power. You guys can do whatever power you want.
Are we twin raping? Is this PC?
We're super PC.
All right.
Yeah, I guess the best superpower of all is to be able to turn to Caitlyn Jenner wherever you want. So that's probably my power.
Get respected.
Yeah. You know, slide into the DMs.
And then my perfect day. Let me think about it.
Perfect day with the superpower. How would that help you in your day?
Well, there's lots of ways that could help me in my day.
What? You want to get stared at on the streets?
You can get away with murder, I think.
Yeah, that's probably what I do.
Swerve.
Vehicular manslaughter, at least.
I become like a NASCAR driver for a day.
My perfect power has always been this. My perfect power has always been this. Whenever I see a girl, you being bitchy, snap. You get your period.
Damn, you the bringer of rain, bro. you're the red dropper.
Wait a minute. What'd you say to me? Have a good day.
Ooh, cramp.
Nice.
Oh, I'm glad you wore white pants, bitch.
All right.
Take that attitude back home.
You're going to be hyped for Labor Day.
All right.
who wants to go next?
I could go.
All right,
All right. Best power, obviously. Wolverine healing factor.
Sure.
Because you're unkillable. And then you remember that episode of Futurama where Bender turned into a real dude? I'd live that day.
It was amazing.
I'd fucking eat everything. I'd smoke anything I could get my hands on. I would just drink my face off. Just live to excess. Really test the limits of the thing. I don't even need the claws. I just want the healing factor. I'd freak people out by throwing myself off of a bridge and splatting on the ground and getting up and chasing them around like a zombie. It'd be great.
Nice.
Okay.
How does it work? If you get smashed into pieces, you just come back?
Just come right back.
I do weird things to my dick.
I'm sure you would.
Well, all right.
Confessions is later, Mike.
$10, I'll smash it with a hammer. It won't break.
I mean, you'll probably get rich doing crazy shit to your dick and yourself in general.
Yeah, people would be like, oh, his dick won't break.
I don't know if people would pay to see that.
people would pay to see some dick shit.
The unbreakable dick.
I'd pay for that.
That's your superhero name.
$20 right now. I'd pay for that to see that. Smash your dick with a hammer.
Just go to India, bro. It's like on every street.
No, they like bend them. They just bend them weird. They don't smash it with hammers. They don't have invincible
dicks. That's because they don't have hammers, but if you provide them with hammers, they would just smash their dick.
You mean like a rock with a stick? Yeah. They make those?
Look, I think I'd rather him have the superpower than smash an Indian man's dick.
They don't even have utensils, bro. They're just eating with hands and shit, bro. They're way down on that like inventions totem pole.
That's why shout out them. They're the best.
All right.
All right, who's next?
Who just went?
Wait a minute, didn't you have to go? Did he have to go?
Yeah,
he didn't go, did he?
Yeah, so the two of you still have to go.
He's gone on every turn.
Did Mike went already?
All right, Mike, I still gotta go.
No, we went. We went already.
No. Yeah, they went.
I thought you guys were doing like twin shit, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Nah, fuck you."
We're like, "Do I get to go?" My power is Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know about Bobby.
Oh no, my power was.
What's your power?
I thought your power was invincible dick.
No, I was giving. No, yours. I thought that was yours.
No, mine was invincible everything.
Yeah, but your dick was the thing I close. Like you have an invincible dick. I was crediting your power for being great.
He focused on
the dick,
man. I told you that
in confidence, man.
Look, if you have an invincible dick, I'm just saying you could profit. I already said I give people periods in the spot.
That's a quick one.
Bobby?
All right. One is superpower. I'm probably going to go Super Saiyan. Because I just want to go around. Because if you're Super Saiyan, you
what, Dragon Ball Z thing?
Yeah.
That's okay, like, look, I don't know.
That'd be baddest.
Well, that's pretty good power. Because then you're super strong. You can fly.
You can go into like space.
Beat up, it just makes you strong.
And when I'm going to other planets and I'm seeing if those aliens are real because I want to fucking know.
So. Actually, come on, I want to be Fox Mulder. That's a great superpower.
Yeah, I'm like Fox Mulder, but I'm like super fucking.
You would be more like Skinner, bro. You're a snitch.
Oh, bro, come on. I'm not bald.
All right, Lou. If I had a superpower, it'd be the golden tongue. Whatever I say, it just kind of like clicked. Like you know, you ever see like potion?
That's a preacher, dude.
I would have that power.
Word of God.
Word of God.
Yeah, word of God, I'd be like, why don't you go fuck yourself? And then you chop off your own dick and fuck yourself with it. Or I'd be like, hey, baby, wanna fuck? And then, you know.
That's not a command, but still, good.
I'd be like, hey.
Do you have to say it like Chris Brown?
No, Chris Brown doesn't say it. He just does it. If she fights, he just does a dance move, you know? He's just,
and he's a hits really him, good he dancer. Hits him in a BMW.
But, yeah, my perfect day would be.
Limo.
Well, the golden tongue, I'd go out there, I'd be like, hey, give me all your money. And then just everyone just empty their pockets, give me that. I'd use that money and just burn it just because I'm frivolous, you know? I don't give a fuck.
He's already rich. Already rich.
Yeah.
Damn.
We could go to a bank.
Yeah, I would go to every girl. I would make them really, really want me and then just not even bang them.
And go like this.
Yeah. Now no, the regular, the plebeian girls. I'm talking about the real hot ones. I would still be like, hey, what's up?
Of course.
Hey.
Yeah.
The plebeians.
You should skateboard in this scenario.
I would go right
that's
to
it.
Trump. I'd
you're,
go right
you're
to Trump.
Done.
Oh, I was going to fold his hair over the other side. It's like, it's going to be like, part your part.
Dark side of the moon.
Like Moses. Like, oh!
Damn.
Imagine cockroaches came out.
It'd just be a big bald scalp. That's all you'd see. Just,
imagine he's dead.
I bet it's gross under that thing.
Circuitry.
Circuitry.
Yeah.
It's like a hamster on a wheel.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
All right, Lou. So what's up next here?
All right. So everyone knows Star Wars Day was the other day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I like Star Wars.
May the fourth be with you.
Yeah. I love Star Wars. Yeah, shut up. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to hear your best Star Wars day.
Your best Star Wars day?
My yes. best Star Wars day.
Yeah.
All right, I wake up, and I find out on May 4th that all those Star Wars video games I played were being secretly transmitted to the Galactic Rebellion, proving I'm the best fighter pilot in the galaxy, and they recruit me, and it's awesome, and I destroyed the Death Star. Fuck Luke. And I'm also a Jedi. And I don't know. I actually just kind of want to hang out at Jabba's Palace for a bit. He seems like he's got some cool shit going on there.
Yeah.
Oh, Jakku the Wookiee. Fucking dancing girls with six tits.
Double the amount of Total Recall.
Right. Having drinks with Boba Fett. Yeah. I kicked that salacious crumb in his mouth because he's annoying. Mm-hmm. Then at the end, I throw Jabba in the Sarlacc pit. And I take over his party boat.
All right. That's a minute. I don't know if because you guys split it.
All right, was it? I'm flying. I'm attacking
the
Death
Star.
Yeah,
I'm attacking the Death Star, and you know everyone's dead except for me, Han, Luke. I'm in an X-wing, and I'm like, I'm taking all the credit, guys, and I just shoot them dead. And I come back, and I get the ceremony, son. It's all nothing but medals for me.
I just thought of another good one.
I keep saying.
Real Star Wars Day, mm-hmm. I break into the Lucas compound in 1998 and I destroy his scripts for the prequels, ensuring that none of that bullshit ever hits the world.
Mm. And he double taps him in the forehead, just
teabag him for
two
good
in
measure.
Two in the chest, one in the head.
Two in the plaid, one in the fucking bouffant.
That's for flashlights and ET, pussy.
That's for midichlorians, bitch.
Midichlorians. All right, guys.
All right.
All right, my perfect, was it Star Wars Day?
Yeah.
Is I get a time machine. I wake up, warm up a Pop-Tart, get in the time machine, go back.
To when it's cold.
I tell Luke and Leia as soon as they kiss, or like some weird shit happened. Yo, this is fucked up, bro.
Mike's just like, bro, you guys are brothers.
Yo, this is weird, bro.
Kind of sus.
And then they're like,
you just want to shame them?
And then I totally ruined the plot of the last movie.
So, you know, Vader's your dad?
You know who Han Solo is? Yeah, don't look for him.
Nice. Nah, my Star Wars day, I'd probably wake up with a real lightsaber and the real force powers. That'd be a dream right there. Oh, I mean, just being able to have that. I mean, I've always wanted a lightsaber.
What, kid. Would you cut through people you don't like at the bar?
I mean, potentially.
Yeah, I know you would.
I mean, I'd definitely walk around, I'd show off a little bit. I mean, and force powers, you can move things, you could, like he was saying before, kind of like convince people.
Wait, can
things.
You finger girls with that?
Probably could.
Okay.
Big true. Time.
I mean,
true.
Why not?
That alone, yeah, that's just mindful. That'd be fun
so
to play with.
So you just stand there.
And a lightsaber is cool as fuck. Well, I'd want to learn how to use it.
Honestly, with
I could see you two walk into a bar with powers that are like, he doesn't like you.
Honestly,
I don't like you either. We're wanted men.
See, I think that would be a lot.
I got
of
the
fun.
Death sentence on three galaxies.
You're done.
I mean, yeah, that'd be lit. I mean,
I honestly think that all you do with the Jedi powers would be grind a bowl and hit up a Hot Pocket in the microwave just without getting up. Yeah.
Just force electrocute.
Even that.
2 minutes.
Dope.
Dun, 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 dun. It's like, grind my shit. That in the fucking blunt wrap. All right.
Cool.
But man, could you go to Wendy's with the Force and bring it back?
No.
It's not long distance Force.
That's no, pointless.
That's
I want convenience with the Force.
The Force is all about being convenient.
Yeah, I wanted to pick up my laundry.
Your Force ghost appears at the laundromat.
I wanted to pay my landlord. I don't want to see him. I'm stoned.
Your Force sits at your children's recitals. I know I wasn't there, Tim, but the Force was.
Look, the Force was
but
holding
the Force
the camera.
Will be with you.
Oh,
always.
Dad, do you want to come see my recital? The Force will be with you, Luke. Always. I'm out.
And imagine it's just an invisible Force holding a camcorder. No, I watched it. Yeah, you did good.
You watched it while you were doing something else, though, Dad.
It's just a hovering camera. It's upside down.
Well, porn's not going to watch itself, sweetheart.
You're damn right.
All right, Luke.
Did you want to go, or are you just going to let him take the...
Star Wars?
May the 4th.
May the 4th. I guess, like, Mike, I'll go in the time machine, I'll go back to the Star Wars time, and I'll bang Princess Leia.
You think you got enough swag to pick up Princess Leia? Is that what you're
saying? I mean, I get to choose what happens.
Gruffy
right?
looking
nerf
herder.
What's your pickup line to Princess Leia?
Jabba,
how much?
Shit. There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
You gotta you gotta come in smooth.
I can't like just do it. I thought that's
the thing. No, he can do whatever he wants to do.
No. This isn't Sharia law.
Isn't this your day?
Yeah, it's your day, man. Come on.
He just bangs shit. Leia, man. The only bitch in the galaxy.
That's all I
man.
Want. That's all I'm asking for. All right,
fine. Big. You get whatever you want. Fine.
Here we go.
Do you know at that point you're pretty much fucking Eskimo bros with everyone in that galaxy?
Yeah, we're boys already. See, that's a good idea, man.
Man, I'm pretty sure Jabba's been up in that.
And a porn star, Han Solo.
Me and my boy Han, we'll fly, you know, we'll chill.
Would you double team and Han?
Sure. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's it.
No, but he's definitely, I feel like he's got the biggest rod going on.
That's Lando, dude.
I'll compliment him.
Easy.
Yeah. No, Lando you is can't a micro with penis. Han?
Right as he's about to come, Han puts his finger on your lips. He's like, let the Wookiee win. And then Chewie comes
in.
My hairy dick. Flop.
I'm not mad at that.
Chewie's got a horse dick.
Yeah. He would. Yeah.
No, it's like a lipstick. That's dope, he's like a dog, man.
Yeah.
It's like a little lipstick. You got the itty bitty one.
By the way, Boba Fett could have been bisexual. I couldn't have.
I'm not saying that that's not true, but I mean,
I'm just wondering where you're going with that. Like, so I had a chance.
All right, Lou, what's up?
All right, you guys want to do some word association?
Sure.
What are you, my therapist?
Words.
Oh my god, that was, I really enjoy that one.
Bravo.
That was pretty good.
I was expecting, I don't know what I was seeing there.
Make it longer.
Oh yeah.
Do not do that. That's perfect the way it is.
30 more seconds.
Words.
All right. So I actually put together, you know, specific sets of words for each person. So one of the twins is going to get Joe's set of words. Right. And so basically, you just blurt out the first thing you think. Don't take too long, or it's a dong.
Okay.
Fuck.
And then, obviously, the best answers win it. Let's start off with Brian. Mm-hmm. Just give him an idea how this works. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Curious.
George.
Swoon.
Swan.
Handsome.
Me.
Crush.
Pete.
Aw.
Mm. Sleeveless plaid, brother.
Papa.
Big.
What do these words have in common?
It's obviously making fun of me. You stand, right?
Like, yes. That's, right. I think precisely right.
Okay.
He's got a man crush.
Okay, I dig that.
I'm sorry, Stan, that the crush was meant for you, but I gave it to Pete. In my heart, it was with you.
I think he feels it.
Yeah. He knew it. Yeah.
All right. Pete, do you want to go next?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Ready?
Sure.
Brew.
Tuss.
At two.
Okay.
I was running out of time.
Wine.
Good.
Hard.
Cider. Is this what you're going for?
Tug.
Job.
Good. Hardwick.
Dude. Like, alright.
Dude?
I said dude. That was meant for you.
Dude. What do those have in common?
I'm trying to remember. Hard. What else was it?
Brew? He's saying you're jerking off to Chris Hardwick.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Where does brew fit in?
Because you go on like wine tours and shit, man.
It's cider, wine. Yeah.
So like which is it?
It's like a typical Pete weekend.
I thought you were leaning
you go
towards
on wine tours, and then you jack exactly off.
I thought he was leaning towards alcoholism, and then he throws me a curveball.
You couldn't see the forest for the trees. He's making fun of you, bro. Like,
they're coming at you. They're coming at your neck right now.
I'll have fun right next week's.
Nice.
It's
nice.
Like, no job. Lots of time. Nothing to do. What was I doing? My best Lou impression. All right.
Mike, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, I think I remember
fast
what the game
as
was.
Can.
All right.
Okay. Doctor.
Shithead.
Doctor Shithead?
Somebody had just a bad colonoscopy or something.
His large fingers, you know?
Paging Dr. Shithead.
You have very thick fingers. I'm sick of you.
He's like, the exam was done 10 minutes ago.
My dentist, you know what? Fuck you.
Put your pants back on.
Yo, my dentist puts me under anesthesia. I wake up. I said, you ripped out the right teeth, right? And he goes, I think so. Yeah, well, I don't know.
Oh, no, they were the white ones, right?
But the back of your throat felt great.
Asshole. He couldn't even tell me what teeth he pulled out. He forgot.
By the way, Pete, didn't go unnoticed. Good Pee Wee Herman reference.
There you go. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't pick it up. I'm not that hip.
Beijing
to it.
Dr. Dickhead.
All right. Continuing. Orange.
Black.
Short.
Steve Martin.
Mustache.
Fuck. Doctor.
Paging Dr. Mustard.
And the last word is you.
Cowabunga.
I'm sensing what this is leaning towards.
Alright, what do these have in common?
Surfing.
No.
Can I guess?
Yes, yes.
You want him to grow his mustache back?
Big time.
I didn't even realize because I was thinking about surfing.
Were you? Is that like your happy place when you're getting touched by doctors?
No, just when people ask me a lot of questions about like...
What does doctor have to do with the mustache?
Because he kept saying doctor and get your fingers out of me and shit like that.
No, I'm saying when you when you threw the word
the doctor.
Doctor
should.
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, the Lorax.
Yes, the Lorax.
Oh, the Lorax. You had that sweet, sweet, sweet Lorax.
I did. Stage. I had a bright pink and like weird red beard.
You
thing.
Were defender of the trees.
When mm-hmm. I first met you, my eyes just found hope. I was like, oh my God, that is a beautiful stash, man.
It's amazing, right? Oh, you only met Stash. I had a beard.
I didn't care about the beard. The beard, I have a beard, whatever. I like the but Lorax, bro. That was the shit.
I had this shit down to here.
Stop it. You really?
Yeah.
Wow. How long did that take to grow?
4 years. I had a beard for 4 years.
Then what happened?
I don't know. I got tired of it. It was fucking annoying after a while. It's like everything else. It's like an ex-girlfriend now. I'm like, ugh.
And where are you, Joe? With your girlfriend.
Pussy.
Mm. Hey, Joe. Kid. I hope you're fucking watching The Real World. All they do is watch reality shows together. They met on the internet. The first thing they did together was watch every season of Catfish.
Just to get that out of the way.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to revisit this
again. I want to take the next step. So we gotta watch every season of Catfish just to make sure that we're real.
Yeah, yep. I can't finger you into season 3.
All right, so which one of you guys wants to take on the set of words for him, for Joe?
He has pre-written sets.
Do you have another set of words?
But yeah, they're completely random.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take him.
Yeah, we're gonna know it. The kid, we know what he looks like. We know what he smells like.
All right.
Biblically.
Let's start. Macho.
Savage.
Good one. Jacked.
Fuck.
Jacked. Yeah. Fuck.
Imposing.
Stranger.
It's taking a little bit of a rapey turn.
Imposing stranger is a very, very violent term.
Testosterone.
Hank.
Hank.
It reminds me of the King of the Hill episode.
I'll tell you what, buddy.
And muscle.
Work out.
And what do you find in common, or what's the theme here?
Joe should fucking gain some weight.
You're talking about Joe's so skinny and soft, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Good shit.
We like, all know that.
He's like a woman.
You know what Joe's...
He is like a woman.
You know what Joe's spirit animal is?
The pussy.
Rape victim.
They both work.
It's a fucking spirit animal is a rape victim.
He takes peyote and he just sees a girl crying in the shower.
No, it's himself. Is that me?
Familiar faces.
I thought he loved me.
Love ends in the condom.
All right, Billy.
All right. Finally, this just random words that I came up with right now. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hammer.
Time.
Good.
That's a good one.
I like it. Taco.
Bell.
Blow.
Job.
Toe.
Nail.
Dunk.
Vince.
What?
I'm sorry.
Is it Vince? Think of Vince Carter when you say dunk. Honestly, I don't know.
No, he said dunk, like donk.
No,
oh,
dunk.
Like oh, dunk.
Slam.
I thought it was dunk.
Oh.
Yeah, Vince Carter.
Vince Carter, man. Guy had super dunks.
He was a man.
All right. That's it for the word association.
Do you want to do the wheel of doom?
Yeah, let's do the wheel.
Let's fucking keep going. Let's kill this.
All right. The wheel.
It landed on a living in America.
But what's the Wheel of Doom, by the way? I don't know.
It's a random game.
When we have a little extra time, we spin the wheel with all our old games on it, and we play one of those.
You got a place, Lou?
Let's say Peru. Make it longer.
Make it longer. Yeah. I feel right. Good.
All right, Lou, for the first time, players.
All right, so basically we're going to ask you a series of questions about a country, in this case Peru.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Peru. Right.
Perfect.
And then you just answer to the best of your knowledge. Eight. We're really not looking for the right answer. just the best answer.
Okay.
If you don't know it, make that shit up.
That's what she said.
Yeah. All right.
You don't want to eat pussy. Just make it up.
The alphabet?
All right. What is the national language of Peru?
Oh, Peru?
Peru.
Illegal immigrant.
Donkey language.
E-R, E-R.
Yes, I trade you coffee beans.
Yeah.
E-R.
Very good.
Speakingese.
They speak savage. I don't even know.
Savage.
I like it.
It's heathen. Was it Swahili?
Okay, I speak fucking probably just stupid Spanish. I don't even know.
Stupid Spanish.
Retarded Spanish.
Donde está la biblioteca?
You know, flush and have Spanish, bro.
Donde está la biblioteca?
Nice, nice. All right. What is their chief export?
Where is it again?
Peruvians.
Peru.
Okay.
Peruvians is their chief export. Yeah, they export the bodies of Peru.
Probably dumb immigrants, right?
Carne de pear.
I'm thinking pears in Peru. They got a lot of pears?
Is that what you call queers?
Same thing.
That's a Peruvian queer. It's a pear.
It's a lot of sense, actually.
It's a fat queer.
Technically, a fruit.
A fruit.
It's oh, a no. Fat fruit. Wait, can I say mangoes?
Mangoes. Mangoes.
Carne de burro?
Carne de burro.
Donkey meat, son.
Yeah.
That's what spam is.
Mountain meat.
Peruvian oysters.
Peruvian nose clams.
All right. What do we do? Do we do currency?
Oh, yeah, I just pick random shit when I do it.
All right. What do they use for money over there?
What do they use for money?
Yeah, currency.
They use Umbro apparel that has been sent by the U.S. So you want these Umbro shorts, bro? I change you a donkey for an Umbro short?
Dirt cleats.
Dirt cleats.
I think denim is the currency in Peru.
I'll teach you 3 yards of denim for those beans.
So a lot of painters and artists.
Let's say vials of poorly cut cocaine.
Nice, nice.
It's all jagged. Yeah. Hurts the brain.
It's just cut with Drano. And
you just do a bump of line and you just bleed out your nose.
You go blind in one eye.
I didn't cut it with baking soda. I cut it with glass.
It's powdered glass.
Powdered glass.
It's good for your spine.
Yeah. Extends the high.
Was that everyone or?
No. You got it.
Let's go straight drugs. This is a legal drug trade over there.
Wait, what's the question again?
I like your candy.
Currency in Peru.
Yeah, you the currency.
Use condoms tied at the end.
Okay. It's just like tippy tip of the finger. It's like, I have a big load here.
Here you go.
Share me some fucking rice.
Oh, you want a balloon full of genocide? Here you go.
A balloon full of genocide.
All right, let's go with the, what's on the national flag?
Oh, the national flag of Peru?
Yep.
It is aliens coming down building those Aztec pyramids, dude. It's like it happened.
I thought that was the Illuminati flag.
No, they don't. It's a question mark. Well, with eye, it's all-seeing eyes, the Illuminati flag.
Oh, I thought it was Hillary Clinton's face.
The Peruvian flag is like, yeah, aliens did it. We weren't that great.
We don't take any of the credit.
No. We're not ones to puff our chest over this.
We're humble.
They did it. They're out there.
Mulder's the leader.
Nah, he knows. He knows the deal. He's not even. He's not even trying to find his sister. He's like, she's gone.
Two fingers to the wind.
All right, Peru's flag. Anybody else?
So, again, a donkey reverse kicking a fruit thief.
It's Aladdin getting duffed.
It's just the ass end of a donkey just bucking and kicking a dude in the mouth with mangoes and pears flying everywhere. I'm convinced they have pears now.
That's how they make it rain in Peru.
They have to have mangoes. All right, mine is a pair of titties being covered up by mangoes. I'm with my mangoes.
I'm thinking it's probably a bunch of churros and like the Nike symbol on the corner.
Yeah, just rape it.
I hear Sam Melanson's are just drugs all over the flag.
Bunch of heroin needles.
Yeah, what else they got?
The lines, the bars on the flag are just fat rails.
That spell out F-U.
Actually, it's a custom for when you get in, you're the president and you get inducted into being the president, you do a fat rail off the white line.
We should adopt that. Yeah. Obama should have done that.
President!
Come on, Obama. Yeah.
All right, and finally, what is the national greeting?
The national greeting there?
Yeah. How do you greet someone in Peru?
It's Peru again. It's Peru.
Oh, yeah, Peru.
You hand them a lunch box, like a little metallic lunch box full of pesos. Hello. Shh. You also got to do the
hush pesos.
Yes. And when you open the box, pesos and a little thing that says hi.
Nice. And a moth flies in.
Nice.
I never done one of these.
What is it?
The greeting. Yeah,
how do you stab each other.
They stab time. Each other. Respect.
Yeah. It's respect and hatred. It's a mix. You know? An happy country.
They stab each other. Respect.
So, Mama, you
nice to meet you.
We're just naming traditions we should instill on a culture.
The way you would greet each other in this nation.
Okay.
I say you pick parasites off of each other first.
Can I have a redo?
And then one of you, the stronger of the two, slaps the other one in the mouth.
All right.
Can I have a redo?
Yeah, of course. Not?
You go up to the man. You take your sword out. And you're like, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
It ends bad when the guy has six fingers.
Yes.
Nice. Anybody else?
I'd be like, yo, look, I'm a college rape victim, so be PC about it, okay? You know?
What?
Step.
That is the most random hello or a greeting, I should say.
Stab the gringo.
Stab the Gringo, that's Mel Gibson's second movie. Sequel.
Was that before his collapse?
I feel like he really hit his stride when he was getting pulled over by police and talking about the Jews.
What the fuck?
I think
why
still
would
got
you
it.
Why is that something that you would rant about to the police?
If you're the officer, you're like, man, this guy's got some agenda. When I pulled him over, I was just your headlights out.
Like, who would even rant about that to a priest, a Catholic priest? Why would you ever bring that up to anyone, what he brought up?
Because he was fucking shithouse drunk.
It's like, can I see your
license? Even when I'm drunk, you know what comes up first?
Throw.
They should really make a third and fourth sequel to Roadhouse.
Just skip number two.
No, well, they already made.
They should make a legit sequel. Yeah.
No,
skip it.
No, they're already making a sequel.
That's not a sequel. It's like a remake.
Yeah. Reboot.
Yeah. Oh, there's not even a sequel.
Yeah, it's a bitch now. It's Ronda Rousey.
No, but it should have been his daughter. Yeah. It should have been his daughter.
Well, they.
If my dad raised me to rip people's hearts out.
What are the odds? They both end up doing that.
It's really unfortunate that they started filming that movie right after she got knocked out. It was like, well, that's going to hurt.
Everyone has those days. She's Miley Cyrus.
Because you had a bad day. It's like,
so basically, Roadhouse.
Oh, was I answering a question? I don't.
It was like
this was being PC and getting stabbed up. I think.
What was my answer? I don't remember my answer.
The greeting you said was.
Wait, what was the question?
Sequels to Roadhouse.
What is the traditional greeting?
Yeah,
being very PC while many sequels to Roadhouse is.
I think I said something about rape victims. I don't know.
Yeah, was something about you better.
Anyway,
in their Roadhouse.
I can't remember 10 minutes ago. I can't.
All right, Luke.
Clearly.
All right, twins.
But it's not untypical. I'm fine.
Yeah, so I gotta go?
Go for yeah, it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it might depend on like your gender. If you're a guy, do a line off the dick. If you're a female, do it off your... I mean, I guess tits or vagina if you want to try it.
Why can't we reverse it? If you're a guy, you do a line off the tits, and if you're a girl, you do a line off the dick.
I guess if you respect each other like that, it's more a personal thing. I was thinking if you're like if you're 14 or under, you just do it at their hand. You show some respect for the minors.
Yeah, off the knuckles.
This sounds like a Drake song.
That would be a really good Drake song. He'll probably hear this.
We'll see. Drake.
Yeah, that's basically it.
He's good. He's a great guy.
Do come that, on. Drake. Please do that. Please.
Control
die after, right after right die.
Whatever you gotta do.
I hate Degrassi. Suck at this.
You know Drake who I hate? Sucks. Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon. I can't stand you. If you ever hear this, I can't stand you.
Drumline, solid.
No, Nick Cannon show when he was like 10 was.
He
good.
Was on all that, right?
Sucked. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'll give him that.
All right, Lou, where are we at now?
Well, right. That was pretty fun.
That's the end of the thing.
Mm-hmm. You gonna tally up?
Yeah. Why don't you guys talk among yourselves?
Guys, I'd like to thank you for coming on. Mike, Billy, Bobby, man.
It was so much fun, man. I'm so tight it's over.
Honestly, listen to the Gooncast. It's on it's on iTunes and what else, guys?
GarageGoonMedia.com.
Yeah, at the Gooncast on Twitter, Periscope. Email thegooncast@gmail.com. If we tell you our emails, email thegooncast@gmail.com. What's our email?
email thegooncast@gmail.com.
Yeah, where were people that don't get the email part?
A lot of people saying, a lot of people thought it was just Gooncast.
No, look.
You probably should have put a little forethought into that. Yeah.
Guys.
But Joe made it.
Hey, there's a lot of drugs in here, okay?
Guys, it's flawed. It's crazy flawed.
Yeah. Very.
But I got it.
Yeah, at least someone got it. We haven't gotten a single... We got one email of like an old woman's vagina. Yeah,
a candle.
And that was from our boy.
Is our only
There's nothing scarier than gray old vagina.
And let me plug at the homeless pimp. And let me just say, it's always a pleasure being here. You guys are the coolest,
Thanks
dude.
A lot, Mike.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. Definitely got to come again. Oh, yeah. All right, Lewis. What's the verdict here?
All right. You know what? It was actually pretty close, but it came down to some dongs. Yeah, there's a little bit of dead air.
Dead air.
Mm-hmm. And after much deliberation, sleeveless plaid retains the title.
No!
Champs!
We got defeated.
Took the L.
Let me tell you,
can I blame someone?
The Goon Twins were killing it at the end. I thought they were going to snatch it.
Honestly, everything they said and the games was gold.
Yeah.
Pairs?
Pairs, man.
Pairs.
Good time.
It was a lot like, of fun. You know, the weed just gave him the edge they needed.
I know.
He should have smoked that blunt right in the beginning.
Yeah.
We should have. We didn't even think of it. We're so
True.
That's very unprofessional, Mike.
Yeah. You know what? I'm a professional, whatever you must call it, you know? But can I just say, shout out Joe's girlfriend. You cost us the match.
Well, that's really, you know, honestly, if Joe was here, they wouldn't have done their magic in the second half, and you would have been where you were.
That's true.
You would have been relying on Joe.
I think Joe could have picked it up.
Actually, yeah. Can I tell you something? Tough. Joe, the last three times, slacking. Slack. Come on, Joe. You got to hustle. You got to hustle.
Joe, I know the ilk. Get rid of her.
Bad news.
Bad news. Know the ilk.
Anyway, shout out, Joe. You're going to love this app.
All right, Lou. You want to finish this up here?
All right. So check us out on Twitter, Facebook, at PIB Comics, facebook.com/PIB Comics.
Hey, Brian.
Check us out on Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever podcasts are heard. Check us out on RadioVegas.rocks, and make sure to check out our live show on the 27th.
It is the 28th.
28th
of May. It's in it's the last Saturday in May.
Last Saturday
on Mixlr.
On Mixlr, we're going to be giving out prizes for the Royal Rumble, which is going to be the comments. We're going to have someone in there reading all the comments. Tag team match, and then finally the main event, the World Heavyweight Championship. It's going to be everything's on the line that day. And the day before, we're going to have Jocelyn Stone.
Well, Brian, I was going to say, why don't you tell us who's coming up soon?
Who's coming up soon? Okay, next week we got Josh from B&B. Actually, it's Josh's B&B.
Josh's B&B. Bold and belligerent.
Week after, we have Crazy J from
Radio Vegas.
Rocks and Rock and Comedy.
Rock and Comedy Show.
Rock Comedy Show. Week after that, we have Jocelyn Stone.
And if I am right, we defend our tag title the week after against the...
We have the offensive line. Defensive on the third, line. And then the 10th is... So
it's the week after that we defend our tag titles against the Big Papa guys.
Yes. Yeah, so the 10th, we're going to have another tag team title defense, and then on the 3rd, we're going to have offensive line guys. I listened to your show this week, Damian. Just say you went to the beach, man. You got pussy blood, too. Like, what do you want from me?
Holy shit.
Very nice.
All right,
so seems planned. You got 20 seconds on the clock. Say whatever you got to say.
Pete, another good title defense.
It's like... We're golden. I'm wearing the plaid is the plaid today.
We're not even trying. It's really... You know what? I like to thank the goons for coming in and just getting fucking whooped. No, I'm sorry. Guys, you good sports. Honestly, you killed in the second half.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
See Captain America 2. Three. It was the greatest.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Airport scene.
Yes.
All right, guys. For Painted Black, I'm Lou. That's Pete. That's Brian. Close the door behind you.
Cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and his bitch. Don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Stop it.